Hey everyone, Ellie here, wishing you a happy Friday. We're going to change it up a little this week. I'm not going to say the name of the former president this week. There's going to be plenty of time for that. We have a trial starting April 15th, and so we will surely do plenty here on this podcast preparing for and during that trial. But for this week, I do want to take a little bit of a detour and talk about a really important issue, and I think an interesting one in its own right, and also for what it tells us about our legal system. So hope you enjoy. As always, please send me your thoughts, questions, or comments to letters@cafe.com. The political firecracker known as SB4, a Texas law that would give state-level officials the power to enforce U.S. immigration law, is ultimately doomed. I make this bold prediction based on years of legal training and experience, combined with deep scholarly study of the Constitution and relevant precedent. Also, it just cannot be. Sometimes legal analysis need go no further than that. In most cases, pretty much any lawyer or judge can take a desired outcome and then backfill some case law or statutory interpretation to justify that result. There's rarely some undeniably correct legal outcome to be discovered. But on some issues, there's only one practical answer. We saw this recently when the Supreme Court unanimously and predictably, as predicted on this podcast, rejected the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling disqualifying Donald Trump. Oh, I said I wasn't going to say his name. Well, forgive me, I said it. From the 2024 presidential ballot under the 14th Amendment. While experienced scholars compiled impressive tomes articulating a contrary wishful constitutional rationale, in the end, there was simply no way the justices would countenance a system in which each individual state could decide whether and how to disqualify a presidential candidate. That outcome would create political chaos, and it was never seriously in play, in my view. Sometimes you can see the future simply by asking, is there really some world where this is the result? A similarly pragmatic analytical approach, you can call it dumbed down if you please, but I'm telling you it works, applies to SB4. The Texas law, signed with performative self-congratulatory gusto by Governor Greg Abbott in December 2023, purports to empower state law enforcement officials to arrest people who are in the United States illegally, to prosecute and potentially fine and imprison them, and to deport them. Now, those functions are traditionally, and as we'll discuss in a moment, constitutionally reserved exclusively to the federal government. Just as Governor Abbott surely intended, SB4 has generated a political firestorm over the past 3 months. Indeed, the Texas governor has emerged as the modern maestro of border-based spectacle. First, he sends busloads of migrants, actual human beings, families, children, many of them in distress, to liberal-leaning cities in the Northeast and elsewhere. Oh, you bleeding hearts want to cry about how we treat migrants? How'd you like a couple hundred of your own? Not so sensitive now, are you? It was a cruel, dehumanizing stunt. But as political theater, it worked. Witness, for example, Democratic New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who declared that the influx of migrants, quote, will destroy New York City, and then blamed the federal government for failing to address the city's needs. Abbott's fellow Republicans seized on Adams' remarks and used them to cudgel President Joe Biden on border policy. Then Abbott ushered in SB4. The political message around it was as unsubtle and devastatingly effective as a Nolan Ryan heater. Joe Biden and his liberal bureaucrats in D.C. won't protect the border? Well, I will. Don't mess with Texas and all that. Now, keep in mind, Abbott's an actual lawyer, a former practitioner, and a state judge. He knows what he's doing, and he's sharp enough to understand that SB4 is legally dubious or, as we'll see in a moment, worse than that. Perhaps he doesn't care. Or perhaps that's precisely the point, to play the renegade border enforcer who went down in a Bon Jovi-esque blaze of glory before those robed elitists in D.C. Over the past few months, SB4 has endured quite the procedural roller coaster. Biden's Justice Department challenged the law, and just days before it was to go into effect, a Reagan-nominated federal district court judge put it on hold pending further appeal. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals then temporarily reversed the district court, permitting the law to go into effect until the Supreme Court stepped in and put the law back on hold. And believe it or not, That's the relatively sane part. It gets crazier. As the Supreme Court expert Steve Vladek noted in his Twitter feed, in a wild two-day stretch last week, the law went from not in effect at 4 o'clock p.m. on Monday to in effect for 4 minutes until 4.04 p.m. to not in effect for the next 21 hours until around 1.05 p.m. on Tuesday to in effect for 8 hours and change, and then at around 11 p.m. on Tuesday, back to not in effect. As we live and breathe at this very moment, SB4 is not in effect, but then again, it took me 3.5 seconds to say that sentence, so it might have changed again in the meantime. At the most fundamental level, if the federal courts ultimately allow SB4 to stand, they'd invite mass confusion and conflict across our southern border and beyond. If Texas can empower its state and local officials to enforce immigration law, what's to stop Arizona or New Mexico from adopting their own unique state-specific enforcement regimes? How about Michigan or New York or Washington along the northern border, for that matter, or even non-border states where law enforcement officers often encounter people without legal status? How would our massive, entrenched federal immigration enforcement agencies coexist with a smorgasbord of varied state regimes? Do state-level cops and judges have proper training and expertise to patrol the border and enforce immigration laws? How would we deal with foreign nations on issues of immigration if we couldn't speak with one unified federal voice? We'd end up with the same fundamental problem that ultimately sank the 14th Amendment challenges. It would create untenable chaos to leave this issue to individual state-by-state determinations. Fortunately, the precedent here is con law chapter one type stuff. Under the Constitution's Supremacy Clause, federal laws are the supreme law of the land and preempt any effort by states to enforce their own laws in a given field. The Supreme Court has long held that, quote, the authority to control immigration, to admit or exclude non-citizens, is vested solely in the federal government, end quote. Way back in 1875, the court recognized that, quote, if it be otherwise, a single state could, at her pleasure, embroil us in disastrous quarrels with other nations, end quote. Sometimes you just have to let the old-timey language do its thing. More recently, the court in 2012 reaffirmed the long-held, uncontroversial proposition that the feds hold, quote, broad, undoubted power over the subject of immigration and the status of non-citizens. We don't often see law as overwhelmingly clear-cut and firmly entrenched as this. Texas's response, as noted above, is essentially, well, the feds aren't getting the job done, so we'll do it ourselves. That's a cool political tagline, and it might even be true, but it's empty hokum as a matter of law. As untenable as this all seems, SB4 will ultimately come before the U.S. Supreme Court again, and its 6-3 conservative majority. You never know what the court might do, and they've engaged in some impressive acrobatics to justify partisan, policy-motivated outcomes in the recent past. But I'm confident that two or more of the reasonable conservatives, and I count Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, we'll see SB4 for what it is, a flagrantly, almost intentionally unconstitutional stunt that would elevate state-by-state mayhem over federal order. SB4 simply cannot and will not stand. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe and stay informed.